Blog Talk Radio.
I want Michael to come and just be, let God use him. You'll say this and you don't have to know it. You don't have to know the song, but you know it. So we're going to just sing it. I'm going to say it one time and you repeat it. We're going to sound in one voice. Watch this.
If you have not saved me, I don't know where I would be.
Say it way, way, in unison, way down there. If you have not,
if you have not saved me,
God is right in front of you, telling you, if you had not,
if you had
not, say, I don't know,
I don't
know
where.
Say no. Say these words, exaggerated. Say through storm clouds.
Dark clouds.
The sun will always shine through.
The sun will always shine.
Now just lift your hands up one time and see. Talk to God, tell him if you have not saved me. Tell him not saved me. Say, I don't know where.
I don't know
where
I would
say no,
no.
This time give me a little fuller voice. Bellow it out if you have.
Not
I don't. I'm gonna say it.
Where?
Tenors, you're going to say this. You're going to say this, tenors.
Through storm clouds, through dark clouds, the sun will always shine through.
Say it with me, tenors. Through storm clouds, yeah, through storm clouds,
through storm clouds,
through dark clouds,
through dark clouds,
the sun will always shine through.
The sun will always shine through.
Alto, you say yours. Through storm clouds, get up, Alto. Through storm clouds, say it. Dark clouds,
through
the sun will always shine through. Sopranos, you take it up a third, you're a third up, sopranos. Say it about through storm clouds, through dark clouds. That's it. Say the sun will always shine through. Give it all you got. Everybody get ready. Everybody say it. Through storm clouds.
Through dark clouds.
Say, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful.
So
No. don't know. I really don't know where I would be, Lord, if you are not. I don't know where I'd be.
Be at rest. I got one. got one question right here. I've got one question, and I believe I'll ask it right now. Will you meet me? Good God Almighty.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I was, you know, sometimes when you in life, you just want to worship and thank God. It ought to be some time in your life that some people might do it on one day. You know, they might take one day out and give God the praise. I don't even knock that. You know, some people kind of get on people when they get on just one day. But I want to tell you, if you keep putting that one day in, soon, and very soon, you're going to add another day. And you're going to add another day. And you're going to add another day. And soon, you understand about your home going. Some say might call it further, but your home going. Them two songs there, the first one, you've been redeemed. We have been redeemed. It was nothing we did. Someone took this life and put it on the altar for us so you and I can have this opportunity to lift him up day by day by day. I want to tell you, God is in the midst. I want to tell you, in your life, if you think you roll out that bed because you did something so good on yesterday, I just want to come by and tell you it wasn't that. I really want to tell you, you know, I always read them my little favorite, one of the favorite scriptures. See, this thing we call life, if you just look at it, you know you can do this. You can go back 10 years. You think you can still do the same thing you did 15 years ago? Our body is decaying. It's losing step by step. You don't walk the same. You don't look the same. If you've been around long enough, wisdom will show gray hair on you a little bit. I thank God for the Holy Spirit because I understand gravity, but I understand God more because he has a place. And I don't know where you want to be. I was listening to old Paul. Paul said, we're going to have some wings one day. And these wings we're going to have, my brothers and sisters, some of them might be a little wounded in the flesh. Yeah, yeah. Some of them might be a little wounded while in the flesh. Well, I'm going to tell you this here. If it's a spiritual wound, oh, my God. Not somebody just came up there and cut your arm off or hit you in the chest with a gun or rob you. I'm talking about a spiritual wound because we're on a spiritual battle right now. We are right now today, if someone be honest with themselves, knowing that God is moving more quicker in the earth. Maybe if you don't watch it, you can get easy tangled up in some things. And I'm talking about life. I ain't talking about no person to person. I'm talking about with you and the adversary. He is looking right now because I believe it's getting really short. This time is getting short on this earth. Yeah? With him, he has a little range right now that we call power, right? But Jesus did something for us all that we shouldn't even fear. It's death. Somebody don't understand why But let me tell you something. Every man born to a woman, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, will die. Death is not bad. Only time death is bad when you out the ark of safety. You know, we church folks always say the umbrella. You know, if you're not under the umbrella, you're walking like you have no one that's carrying you and holding you and watching over you. Somebody say, I got angels, you know what I'm talking about? Well, I'm going to tell you this here. That's a beautiful thing to have angels. But you know what? Well, I'm gonna claim this one here. I got King Jesus. He left this earth and left us with a Holy Spirit for you and I can tap into something a man don't understand. Well, what you saying now? What I'm trying to tell you, you're going to have a personal relationship with God. We are trying to urge you and compel you to call on the name of the Lord. It's a lot of time that you hear brothers and sisters in the faith, oh, praying for one another. You're never going to know. Somebody said, you see, it's stung people when they see the preacher get prayed for. They just look at it, say, I just don't remember Jesus getting prayer. You know, that's how, because we ain't been taught. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus took three people with him one time. I mean, you'd be surprised what people talk out, say out of their mouth. Jesus took three people with him in the name of Peter, James, and John to the Garden of Gethsemane. And he told them, pray and watch. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He knew they were going to come and capture him. He knew the severity of that. But he wanted to go and pray. Because he was, right now, we believe, if you just read the scripture, it's a little problem. I'm going to say something now. A lot of folks might not agree with it. Jesus in the flesh had some things in his heart, and he said, Father, let this cup pass by. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was crying so, he was praying so hard, the Bible says sweat was just falling off his head. Now, most of that ain't just because he was scared of the journey. Man, if I could just be in his mind just a little bit, because everybody's pretty smart around here, they could probably tell you what he was thinking. But let me tell you, my little mind, I'm thinking, he said, everything ain't born yet, and he going to do thus, and that. Even some of the people, these good people on God's plan, ain't never made no mistake, been in church all their lives. The man said to me, I'm tired of hearing preachers coming out of penitentiary. And when they go to penitentiary, they come out there and preach to them. Man, I'm telling you, if we want to be so envious and guilty of that, that's a sad thing. If God can change somebody's life, oh, help me. Come here, Brother Paul. If he can change somebody's life, some of us, it's a sad thing that we ain't never been in no trouble before. But on this side, but in God's eye, we all have been in trouble. Jesus was praying so hard, and he asked God to remove something, and he did this. He came back that third time after looking at his disciples sleeping, and he told them, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he fell down on his knees again and said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. I don't know where you at with that one, but I want to tell you something. You have to understand, if Jesus said, if Jesus can take time out, my brothers and sisters, and say, not my will, but thy will. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So some of us know that we deserve justice. And Jesus, who came down 42 generations for you and I to have this opportunity right now, to sit on this phone. Somebody said, well, Reverend, I didn't really come here all that now. I just want you to read a few scriptures with me. Let me get out the way, you know, and get my little devotion in, and I'm gone with it. I want to encourage you this morning. When I was listening to them songs, I had some in my heart again. Don't think I don't. I was listening to them songs, and I started thinking, and God said, play this other one right beside them. It was two songs he had put in my heart. One of them was Use Me, Lord, in my service. But I looked at that other one, it said Two Wings. See, the God name was singing that. He was crippled one time. Help me, Holy Spirit. His name Paul, right? He was really, he was bedridden. They say he couldn't walk no more, Reverend. Say he wasn't going to walk anymore, my brothers and sisters. Say he wasn't going to be able to do what he's doing right today. and God took him out that bed, put him on his feet, and he started running and singing for the Lord, you know. And I'm going to tell you something. When God delivers you from something, Jesus, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, got off his knees and gave it to the Lord, and he said, not my will, but thy will. I want to say Brother Paul said that too. I'm talking about not Paul in the written of the word. The one was singing that song, Two Wings. You know, a lot of people that told God, I mean, give me a chance. We didn't got past another chance. Give me a chance. Give me a chance, and I'll do your will. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us have failed in that. Some of us have said, I'm going to do better by this. I'm going to do better by that. I'm gonna do my best to this. See, I'm going to tell you something. When did you get to the point, Reverend Henry and Eric? Get to the point you say, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try to do this here. And then you get to that part, and when you don't do your best, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
If you don't to do better, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
If you find pity party. You find yourself whining, and you're supposed to be a strong believer. Watch this now. You're supposed to be a strong believer, mm-hmm. and you call yourself sitting up there telling the Lord, you know how weak I am. Yeah, but I gave you one-time deliverance. Help me, Holy Spirit. He ain't trained. He ain't gave me no scripture. But God has took everybody on this phone, and he took them to a point to let you see that Jehovah has to come in. So you see me.
That's right.
Brother Moses, Abraham, Brother Moses, Isaac, Brother Moses. You know what? Even that Jacob has seen me as Almighty God. But they know me not as Jehovah. And I know people wrestle with this. I just give you Bible, man. Because if you just want to read that, it's Exodus, right? 6, 1 through 3. I want to tell you something from my heart. When you get a count of Jehovah, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, how you do it, man? Well, I didn't got an encounter with Jehovah. I've been in the presence of someone I know was Elohim. Oh, help me, Holy. I've been in the presence of him, and I can't describe him for you. I can only describe what he gave to me in my sight when I see him. I had a young man say he had a dream. He said, man, everybody here had dreams here. Everybody, I hear testimony after testimony how God invisited people. But I said, but they haven't seen your dream. See, that's too many times that we worry about what other folks and God gave to them, but he gave that to them. Then maybe he might enlighten us to say it publicly, but God might take you some places, Reverend Henry. He might not never take Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Whatever has to do to get you to what's this? See, if you've been called, right, help me, Holy Spirit. Not that you win, but if you've been called, not that you desire the office, but you've been called to do God's will, my brothers and sisters, you will do just like the Bible said, you will deny something. Oh, help me. I just want to do this, y'all. Mind if I do this? I'm going to get out of the way.
Come on now.
You want to deny something. You know, who the something you want to do? You want to deny yourself. You look at whatever God has you do. See, you got to understand about a called person. A called person will put God first. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I ain't talking about that preacher. I'm talking about he called you out of sin. Because I know if you only listen to me, you've been called out of sin. If he called you out of sin, brother said, he's going to urge you to do his will. But he's not going to force you, Reverend Henry. He have taken some stuff out of us, and we go right back to him. He said it's just like 7 times more than he had the first time. Them demons are more strong on you. That's why you cuss a little bit more. You fornicate a little more. You might tipping about want to be a homosexual. Now you just now I'm out the closet. What closet are you in? Hey,
come on now.
now they got that you can walk and you got to respect this and you respect that. You got to watch what you say. You can't do this. I'm gonna tell you something here. From the bottom of my heart, that happened when you get before Jesus. You and I get before Jesus. Every knee will bow. Every time he won't be able to say, "Well, I'm sorry. I know you got a sickness. I know you got a problem." No, my brothers and sisters, you know you gonna say, "Get away from me, thou worship of iniquity." I don't want God to tell me that, man. I don't want God to tell me after all these years running from the Lord, running with the Lord, and then I got in here and he cleansed me up and I found my way back to the same sin he gave me. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You can fall. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It is not how you fall, Reverend Henry. It is not how you fall, brothers and sisters. It is how you get up. A lot of people, you'd be surprised, a lot of people, even in the church, a lot of people be looking for you to fall. You'd be surprised. And when you fall, instead of them finding a place of meekness, instead of them finding a place of comfort to you, they'll take their hands, they'll take their feet, and put you down more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know what? But I'm telling you something. Soon. And I might well say this here. Soon. Very soon.
Yeah.
You will have to answer for everything in this body. Don't answer for trying to push somebody down. Don't answer for being envy. Don't answer for having malice in your heart. Man, why would you do that? You have tasted the love of God. Don't you know God? Look at us as all the same. I got something. Reverend, I wasn't going to go there, Reverend. Go to Reverend 7. Romans 7 with me before we go to prayer. Romans 7.
Yes, sir.
Romans 7. Let me know when you're there, Reverend.
Praise the Lord.
This, look, he just gave it to me, Reverend, again, Reverend. Yeah. You never know how much you're going there. He gave it to me again, Reverend. It's something about them songs, man. It's comfort, man.
Thank you, Lord.
It's comfort in a song, right?
Thank you, Lord.
And it's refreshing in the song, Romans 7, right? And it's a tough scripture right here. This is some tough scriptures right here. I'm going to probably need some help with this one. I'm going to be very fast with it. You know, I'm going to be so fast, you're going to say, man, he went together fast. I ain't going to go that fast today. You know, he talked about 30 minutes. Then he's going to throw some words in it. I want to tell you something, and I still believe in this, Reverend, that God is still watching over the church. Oh, yes, I know this.
Yeah.
I know this here. For Paul, watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come with a humble, come so humble to you, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for the word and encouragement. Thank you for your Holy Ghost, Lord, how it has spoken to us thus far. Someone just hear it when they hear my voice, Lord. They heard it when you said, my daughter and my son. Because you call us by our name, Lord. Some of us know, Father God, you call us by call. You call us by Eric. You call us by Donald. Lord, you call us by our first name that the mothers that gave us. Some have tried to change their gender, Lord. Let us speak to the Spirit, Lord. Some have been backsliding, Lord, doing things that you don't like, Lord. Let us preach and teach to them this morning that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is to eternal life through Jesus Christ. Lord, let your word touch them, Lord, with conviction, and let them hear the mercy of your love, Lord. Tell them, come. Lord, come to the word today, Lord. Touch who you will, Lord. Move who you will, Lord. Set free who you will, Lord. Somebody's still crying over someone has left this earth, Lord. Only if they knew, Lord. Only if they knew, Lord, no more pain, Lord. Only if they knew, Lord, they had to go to dialysis no more. Only if we knew about loved ones, don't have to worry about sugar diabetes, Lord. They have to worry about these things that maybe a healthy person will have to worry about what they're praying for, them, Lord. Give them strength, Lord, to understand.
Yes.
Lord, let it be through the priest's teach word to know the unconfused mind, Lord. Let them know the being absent of the body is present with you. Strengthen that family, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the way that you only know how, they can know the only way they can get their strength, it is from you, Lord. Not through a seminar, not through, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, with somebody whispering it in, but Lord, it be your touch, Lord. Touch them this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We feel pretty good about this morning. We feel good, Lord, that you're going to move in somebody's heart, Lord. That someone will probably have a confused mind, but we want to let them know it is the word of God, Lord, that you presented us. You said, man, don't live by bread alone, Lord, but every word proceeds out your mouth, Lord. So, Lord, speak today, Lord, whether it's through anyone who comes in your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to hear, Lord. Thank you for the two songs, Lord. Thank you for the ministry of the two songs, Lord. Lord, we don't take it for granted when we try to worship you and look. I have never seen someone worship and holding themselves down. I have never seen somebody worship and thank you and say, I'm not going to do it this time. Lord, when you get in someone's life, things change when he hears your name. So, Lord, have thy way, Lord, in the lesson, Lord. Mm-hmm. Have your way, Lord. Open up understanding, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord. Move confusion, Lord, and stumbling, Lord.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Thank you,
as
Lord.
We pray. Amen. 14, Reverend. 14. 1, 7, 14. I'm going to need your help.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be finished this thing. Look, watch
come
this, Reverend. But we know. You close by that boy, Rev. Come on, I know I ain't gonna be.
Yes, sir.
For we know.
Yeah, I got it.
That the law is spiritual. Help me, Holy Spirit. But I am
mm-hmm.
carnal. You hear that? Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
That's Brother Paul. Brother Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. If you haven't got nothing, he said, for we know. Reverend, you know. Oh, you
yes,
know.
Yes, sir.
Anybody been in the Word, been around God's Word, and tasted his heavenly gift, it should be a conviction now. Because so he said, for we know, he said, not everybody, but for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal.
Mm-hmm.
He said, sold under sin. My brother, this brother wrote 2/3 of the Bible. So that's why I be trying to say, you better watch how you put God in the box. This brother here
mm-hmm.
wrote in the Word. His conviction. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, it's spiritual, Doc. It's not the flesh of the law. It's the spiritual of the law. Because the spiritual of the law will have you knowing that what you're doing is not right. Even if you don't go through the act, it's a sin. Paul, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, I was sold under the Reverend. I was sold under this here. I was so sold under. And I ain't don't lie, you the sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It don't allow you to
mm-hmm.
sin, Reverend. You just can't go sin.
That's right.
You have to have a conscience. And I'm going to tell you this. It might not be in nowhere in the Bible. A God conscience. You have to have another word. Can I use this, Reverend? Discernment. What is right and wrong. You've got to know this. Quit acting like you don't know. Quit acting like you ignorant to it. Ignorance is lack of knowledge. You know that God has spoke to you, and you just did the other thing. Watch this, Reverend. He said, for what?
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be pretty hard, y'all. Y'all watch. Stay with me, Reverend. You might have to bag me up when I read this here. But that which
come on
I, that's what he said, Reverend, do I allow. That's what he said, Reverend. He said, not for
mm-hmm.
what I would, that do I not. But what he said, Reverend, but what I hate, that I do. Man, this brother here, you hear that?
Come on.
He didn't say, what y'all do. But sometimes you just got to be
mm-hmm.
true, man. You got to quit saying we and me. And
yeah.
You got to say it like what it is. It's I doing this here. Reverend, I can't say, well, man, Reverend do this. No, it's Eric doing
mm-hmm.
this here. He said, it's I find myself doing things I hate to do. I find my, ain't nobody gonna follow. I don't care what they say, y'all. As of the day, I want you to hear me playing. If they walk into Christ, they can look in the mirror and say, I find myself doing something
mm-hmm.
I hate I done. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm talking about good people, man. I'm talking about people love the God. I don't care how holy you try to lift somebody up. They're not holy in Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. They can't say they're perfect, man. No one can say they're perfect.
That's
if they did, they just lied to you. You better get out the present
mm-hmm.
with them. No man can walk. I got a beautiful pastor. Beautiful pastor. 85 years young, right? Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And imperfection is there. And I know he loves
mm-hmm.
God. I know he walking with God. I know he have communication with God. But no man can walk this earth and say that he had never seen him. Paul said,
mm-hmm.
He didn't say, y'all do that that y'all don't like. No. That's
mm-hmm.
what Paul said. Let's get this stuff straight, Reverend.
Yeah.
Now watch, he said, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law. It is good. That is good. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, watch this, Reverend. Now, then is no more
mm-hmm.
I that do it, Reverend. What's wrong, Reverend? Uh-oh, it's going to happen, Reverend. He said, but sin.
Mm. Oh. Sin.
It's your best people over here, man. It's your best a lot of them same stuff, man. You know why? Because Brother Paul wrote this with him, man, with conviction.
Mm-hmm.
He's brother with conviction. He said, now, there is no I that do it, but sin that dwelled in me. For I know
that
in me there is what? In my flesh.
No.
He said, dwelling
mm-hmm.
no good things.
Watch this.
For to the will, is present for with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. But he has some problems, brother.
Mm-hmm.
He had some problems, brother. He had something in his was wrestling with him. He had so much conviction. He's transparent right now, Reverend. Some of us hide. Well, we hide with them nice suits on.
Yeah.
We hide with them gaiters on. We hide with the oxers on. We hide barefooted. Like we hide with the big hats on. We can pray long. We can preach long. We hide. But, Reverend, that's something God just knows. Oh, you better believe that. There's some things God can look at you right now, Reverend, that things I don't know. And God can look at me, Reverend, and things I know. And soon, Reverend, if we don't repent, he's going to reveal that thing, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's alive. Some of you, the reason why you stand there so, we'll watch this here. The reason why some of you, us stay in the sins that we stay in, because we didn't got comfortable in them. And we can, nobody can't see us do it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But Paul said, no. I'm telling you, I got a problem. It's dwelling in me. It's a sin. It's nothing but sin. I know it's sin. And what he wanted to do, Reverend, is he passed another chance, Reverend. He passed that second chance, Reverend. He asked him for Marvin Wyman, and he was over there at that church, and he was singing that song, oh, sweet, how it is to trust in Jesus. And his mother came on the stage, and she took that thing and took it to another right?
Yeah.
And she banged the head back. He said, more? Reverend, she kept banging the head back.
Yeah.
And she said, more?
Yeah.
Reverend, she kept saying, more of your mercy, Doc. Boy, we need some mercy to surpass some stuff that you and I can't even study, brother. We need some mercy so much that when we look at our natural body, we know we're supposed to be dead, brother. We're supposed to be dead because we know too much to slip like we do. But Paul said it's not us. It's just the sin to dwell in us. So what you do with that? Mm-hmm. You ask God? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You ask God?
Yeah.
You say, God, I'm serious, Lord. I need you, Lord. I know you heard me last night, Lord. I know you heard me two minutes ago, Lord. But Lord, don't leave me to myself. Lord, please don't leave me to myself, Lord. I know this thing we think it tastes good to us. That few minutes of pleasure we think it feels good to us, Reverend. We really think it feels good, Reverend. We thank it. But brother, that sin is what it's gonna call. You won't get them two wings, brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You won't get them two rings, Reverend. You remove, redeem out the way, Reverend, and get what judgment did you call. You be judged with the second death. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Why not? Hey, tell God right now, help you. Paul said it right there.
Yes.
He said, for the good that I would, I do not, Reverend, but evil which I, that's what we said, would not do that, that I do. Let me make sure I get that point. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, he said, that I do. Man, you hear that? I want to do the good, Reverend. I really do, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do some good.
Yes, sir.
And you find yourself doing something wrong, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm
going
to tell you, I don't do you like that, Reverend, because I want them people to think you're so close to Jesus, you ain't never hit the floor. But let me tell you something. Ain't nobody on this phone. Nobody on this phone, Reverend, can say, look at no one and cast spurs on him. Nobody. Who is you?
That's
tell
right.
somebody because they made a mistake, Reverend. Because they messed up, Reverend. Reverend, who is we? It was Jesus. Only person could look at us. And you know what he told the Father, Reverend? You know what he told the Father, Reverend? While on Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he told the Father, Reverend? He was hanging on a cross. A tree, Reverend. You know what he said, Reverend?
Yeah.
He said a statement that people use it as a cliche. You know what he said, Reverend? You know what he said?
Yes,
he told us. He told us. And I believe it stayed with us. He said, forgive them.
Yes, sir.
Reverend.
Yes, he did.
I still think he's saying that with Paul putting it in writing and pen. Forgive Brother Paul. Forgive Brother Aaron. Forgive Reverend Henry. Forgive God's plan to people on there. You don't want that they did it. They good all their life. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Somebody said, man, I believe in Jesus. I believe that he died and rose. But brothers and sisters,
He told one scripture. He said, "You, if you don't watch it, you'll take what he done and make it out of open shame." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, you make it like an open shame. You and I. What you do? You took what he done on the cross and held it up in his face and said, "I really didn't need it." You know what I'm talking about? Because I love sin more. So I said, "Man, I didn't say that, but you live like you do." Help me, Holy Spirit. So Jesus wants you to know, come up out of that. Come out of that. Come out of that. And come and taste and see what how good I can I say, Reverend? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You
yes,
remember the time you taste something and you really love it, like last night. We ate some ice and banana pudding last night, but besides them ribs, besides them briskets, and besides that chicken and besides that red beans over there, and can I keep going, Reverend? And them green beans over there, and I followed up with some pollen pop, Reverend. And you know, I changed it down. That was some good stuff.
Yeah,
Reverend, it was a real good stuff. They're good with it.
Yeah,
but boy,
yeah.
Ain't no good. Ain't nothing tastes better than the love of God for you. He got a love for you. Surpassive all understanding. Brother Paul said, I know I'm supposed to do this good, but I find myself doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's what he's saying there, right?
Yes,
you probably never been there because you're all saved, Reverend. You ain't never been there, huh, Reverend? You haven't been there, Reverend? Okay,
yes,
since you don't want to go there.
Been
now,
there. Been there,
if I
been
do,
there.
If, now, if I do, Reverend, you close by that book, I'm going to take off running in a minute. You got to be sitting when you do something like this, you got to take off running. He said, now, if I do, then I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin. That's a sin that dwells in me.
Sir.
I find a law that when I do good, watch this, Reverend, evil is present with me. He said, brother, now, he said, I see some things, Reverend. And I see it, I know what it is, Reverend. And it dwells in me. Now, he says in him. Boy, I know this ain't sounding good. Y'all tell me if you got sin in it, God is no more in you. God, y'all told me. You know what I'm saying, Reverend? Y'all told me that.
Come on, man.
Brother, I'm going to tell you something. We wrestle with this thing day and night. All day and night, this sin. This sinful is right before us every day. There's something that's going to catch your eye. There's something going to catch your mind. There's something. It's going to have you in a way outside of God. You're going to find yourself doing it, and you hate it once you find out you're in it. Once you got the taste of the Lord, you're going to be convicted, Reverend. You're going to be convicted.
Mm-hmm.
And your conviction calls you to look at this thing through the mercy of God over our life, man. Because when you don't mess around and have a really personal relationship, don't mess around and have a relationship that you felt Jehovah, that he came in the room and he did some reversing, man. Because when Jehovah comes, you don't remain the same. Moses, when he went up to see Jesus, when he went up to see God, I said what I said. When he went up there to see him, he went another way and he came back. The folks said, something wrong about you, brother. We can't stand to see you. We can't stand to look on you.
Yeah.
I don't care about your speech, man. I see something different about you. Boy, well, you've been in the presence of the Almighty God, in the Jehovah. Brother, things are different in your life. Now, that don't get you like Brother Paul did. Brother Paul had 3 days with him, and he still had this problem. Help me, Holy Spirit. Did he have a problem?
Yes,
he
sir.
Had that problem. He said,
sir.
I find myself doing it, but evil is always present. He said, it's present there. But look what he said, Reverend. He said, with that, but I know it's good there, but evil is always present. Have you ever tried to do something?
Yeah.
Reverend.
It's
just like always something come up against it, man. It's always something come up against it, Reverend. I mean, you try your heart. You went in there, Reverend. You tried. Reverend, you tried. You tried. It just seems like that evil hit you so hard, man. And then people right there, Reverend. You might not believe this, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Don't you know people waiting for you to fall, Reverend? Don't you ready for people with you? You would say, I heard you cuss. I heard you talk about somebody. You know, and I'm cool with that on my end. I'm probably cool with that. You know why I'm cool about it? I'm glad you helping me try to polish this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. I welcome
That's
you to do that. You know why?
That's right.
Because if I did it, let me repent, man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me repent, man. Yes. I don't want me to do that no more. Let me repent so God
Thank
can lift it off of me. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm learning something, brother. Brother, go somewhere with me right quick, brother.
Come on.
Brother, go to Hebrews right quick, brother. Brother, go to Hebrews, brother. And I think it's somewhere around the 26th or 27th verse. Go there with me for a minute, brother. I ain't there. Can you help me with it? Tell me when you're there.
Okay. What chapter you want?
10. I'm sorry, bro. I meant to give you the whole meeting. I'm sorry, Dave. When I said Hebrews and I said 25, 26, that's my fault, Reverend. 10,
yeah.
Reverend.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
in my
yeah,
mind, I already know
yeah,
it's 10.
You
know, I'm sorry, brother. I need
there you go.
I'm sorry.
We're good. Yeah.
Well, you know, in my heart, I want to recite it, but I want you to get in the service with me. They think you're just an amen.
Come on,
now, Reverend got a word in him. Come on, Reverend. Come on with that word. Come on with that word, Reverend.
Yeah, yes, sir.
What did it say right now?
For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice to sins. But if a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fire indignation, which shall by the adversary. Oh, hallelujah.
when we see that, we're not telling you, Brother Paul said, you practice sin. This is the brother having a problem with a sin in his life. And he having a problem so much that when he want to do it, he feel like he done got pretty good about it, Reverend, but the evil came, man. Evil was there. You've been there and done something good, Reverend. You trying to don't do this here. The Bible said, don't let your good be spoken of evil. That's what the Bible said.
Right.
And he said, don't do evil for evil. That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're living on this earth, things going to come up there, boy. You're going to have some problems someday. But it's not, Reverend, how you fall. It is how you get up. Watch this, Reverend. I'm on my home, Reverend. Let me do all this together. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God. After the what? The inward man. There we go, Doc. We're getting there now. We're there now.
Yeah.
We're there now. Hey, Doc, we there now. We really there now. Everything we've been talking about is talking about what? That inward man. Everything we've been talking about, we are talking about that outward man, because some of us can name it and fake it. That's how it go? That's how it go, man.
Come on.
We can name it and fake it. We can name it, but we can fake it. You think the church folks can't be getting in the church and get a common award? We can get there. We can fake it. We can hold that deal up. Let you see nothing. Go down on this side.
Lord help.
Down on this side. That's why the preach word. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The talk of the word, the teaching of the word has to be so fervent, man. Because what's happening is the adversary, watch this, he's like a snake. He can ease in the church. You are the temple now.
Yes.
He can ease in your little body. And move around some things and touch some things and have you doing some things that people look at. I just can't believe he did that. I can't believe she said that. Because it's the dwelling of the flesh is trying to take over the inner man. See, the inner man has to get in the place like we are right now, prayerfully, Monday through Friday. That's some strong teaching and preaching. If you ain't never heard nothing else. If you can get God Monday to Friday like you're getting it, and you can get it 7 days a week, my brothers and sisters, it's not going to zip you for problems. It's not going to zip you for falling, but it's going to zip you for getting up quicker. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's going to zip you. It's going to get you, when you do come, that same thing to trip you up last night, you'll find it, you'll be like, what old boy, you do them hurdles? What's his name? Michael Johnson. Well, you run them 400, what's that, one time around? 4x4? The 400 days, one time around, you run around the thing so fast that you don't know it didn't got on for you. Because he'll put running in your feet. Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. He'll put waving in your hand because you know how to lift them up. Say, Lord, I thank you for more. I felt you leave this left out of my body. I felt when it left. Paul said he had a problem there, Rev. He said it.
Mm-hmm.
He said it delights him to do. He loves to do God in his law. But see, that's what people don't understand. Jesus said, I didn't come to what? To change the law. I come to fulfill the law. I guess people miss that, Reverend. I guess they miss it. He never the law, it never took it away that the thou should not kill. It never took that out the book. He never did take out the book that the thou should not cover the man's maid, wife, house, and home. He never took that out. He never took out that you should love the God with all your might, your strength. He should love thy neighbor as thyself. He never taken that out. He fulfills everything about the law. Everything, remember? Everything in the law, he fulfilled. You should steal. He fulfilled that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But what he done for you and I, if you allow him to dwell in you, you see that law. But what happened is, remember,
yes.
He give you something to sustain through. I'm almost home. Y'all think I ain't. He said, but I see another law in my members, warning against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is my members. Watch this, Reverend. Oh, wretched man that I am, who should deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Of this death.
I thank God. Who you thanking, Reverend? He said, I
thank
God. Through who? The Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, watch what he said, Reverend. With the mind, myself, serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. It's down. I really tell the truth about it. I know it. I know I'm probably wrong. I'm telling you, as long as you're in this body, you're going to make a mistake. I know I've said it too many times. As long as you're in your body, you're going to sin. How about that? Somebody says, boy, you didn't trip that. I'm telling you, as long as you're in this body, you might have some good days. You might have some good months. But boy, you just hang around now. Evil will come in. You'll be surprised how it come through and who it come through, because he wants to tear down the members you got, you warn against. He right there waiting on you to stop praying, waiting on you to stop caring about some things, and he'll come in and give you something really sweet to your eyes and to your heart. And if you don't watch it, sin had got you. But Paul said, I'm a wretched man. He said, I'm so wretched, Reverend. He said, he see it. He said, but only body can save me. Then. He said, he started thanking God before God even was, Reverend. Have you ever thanked God before you got deliverance? Have you ever thanked God before you got some change in your life? I ain't talking about no automobile.
Sir.
I ain't talking about no nice home. I'm talking about salvation, brother. When you feel salvation coming, help me, Holy Spirit. I thank God. I really, really thank God for the Holy Spirit. I really think, see, he going to allow me to do something one day. You know, he's going to allow me. I only can speak for myself on this because I know I got to get before him. I know I got to stand before him one day, Reverend. I know he's going to allow me to do something, Reverend. And you know what he's going to allow me to do, Reverend? He's going to allow me to do what, Reverend? He's going to allow me to come in his mansion that he built. Oh, I know I'm right about it.
Yeah.
I don't need no help with this one here. I know I'm going to heaven. I know it, man. I just know I'm going
Thank
to
you.
Heaven. I'm not going to let nobody take my place in heaven from me, because you don't understand the mystery that he got me going on. I ain't say the ministry, the mystery. Because some people is hidden. He hears some things for, so they won't take that from me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Did you hear what I said?
Nah.
There are some things God allowed us to have. He don't want nobody to take from us, Reverend. You understand what I'm saying, Reverend?
That's right.
There are some things that he put in you that he won't let nobody take, Reverend. I don't care how hard they try, Reverend. They cannot take it. Oh, help me, Holy
Thank
Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Unless you give it to them. Unless you give it to them. So today, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If it was some said, Reverend. I'm not telling you, Reverend. I'm not telling nobody, because Romans 6, I need that right quick. Just to clarify something again. Romans 6, I mean, if you don't mind, go ahead with me, Reverend, so you think I ain't reading out a different Bible.
Yeah, I'm there.
Romans 6, right? That's just the next chapter. It's the next chapter over there, Reverend.
Yeah.
That's what it is. When? He said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
Gotcha.
What did he say, Reverend? God forbid.
God forbid.
How?
God forbid.
How shall we that are dead to sin, what he said, live any longer therein? Now, I want you to stay with me right there when I say that. I want you to stay with me real good. If you practice in sin, you're allowing that other life to control you of your destiny. Do this here for me. Try Jesus and watch
yes,
him working out. Paul walked in with
mm-hmm.
3 days, man. 3 days, and he got this testimony. 3 days in the light, and he wrote 2/3 of the Bible, and he said he wrestled with it. Who is us? They said, we ain't gonna
mm-hmm.
do it. Somebody said, I wonder what that thorn is. You keep reading it. Like this thorn was that sin. It was buffing them, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy
yeah.
Spirit. It was buffing them, Reverend. Yeah. Yeah, he wrestled with it, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
He wrestled so hard that he kept on preaching it, though. But he gave thanks
mm-hmm.
to God. Because he know God can save
thank
him.
You,
who can clean him? Who the only man have a clean hand can deliver him? None of us can clean
mm-hmm.
each other like that. We can help each other now. I ain't going to lie. But only I know we say iron sharpens iron. I know we say that. But only God does the increase of that. One man planted the seed. Another man added the water. But only God increased that. I believe God would. There's some people God is refusing. I'm going to gather. I'm through y'all after this one. Y'all think I'm lying. God is refusing some people right now. You
come
think I'm
now.
Lying, though. Come on, Saul.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
Saul,
man.
Then, I'm
yeah.
going to tell you what get people. Disobedient get people, man. If you disobeying God,
yes, sir.
He told Samuel, Reverend, I think you read it about 4 times, 6 times, 8 times,
mm-hmm.
10 times. He told Saul what, Reverend? He don't want to hear what? His
mm-hmm.
name? Who name, Reverend?
He don't want to hear the name.
Don't mention
yes,
his name
sir.
No more. He still needs
mm-hmm.
to hear that same
mm-hmm.
God, man.
Mm-hmm.
God can reject
God
you. Don't let God reject you. Come to
mm-hmm.
Jesus as you are, and let him cleanse you. Yeah, I don't like that. You know, you got people can know how to name it and claim it. That's some good stuff. And you have faith. Like I want to have faith in Jesus, man. If I don't get nothing on
yeah.
the side of this Jordan, but I do know I want to have salvation. I want to have salvation, and I believe it. You might not believe I have it, but I believe I got salvation. It might be some people argue that, but I'm going to tell you, I know I have salvation. If I let you have that judge, I'm a fool. To let you, hey man, I'm a fool to let you have a judgment over me, and you're not going to be there. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying,
Reverend? Yeah.
God got that.
That's it.
And he got it wrapped up. I believe that. Reverend,
mm-hmm.
if it was something said, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Some you like and some you dislike. Some will misunderstand, you know, about it, you know. You can hit the one button, Reverend. You can
mm-hmm.
hit it. We'll try our best to clear it up. We'll try our best to,
mm-hmm.
to go in the Word to try to open it up for more understanding. Maybe you might enlighten us some more if we miss some out of it. But when we ask when you do that, do it with grace. Don't do the gotcha moment. Do the love of God moment. We believe in our heart while we don't have a fight nowhere. I believe this. Because wherever God is, there's no confusion. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear that, did you, Reverend? Reverend, because
yes,
he's the author
sir.
What? Of peace.
Finish up our faith. Mm-hmm.
Hey, he's the author of peace, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the first Corinthians when he said that. He told them, he said, if you're not spiritual, you won't understand these scriptures. I think people miss a lot of things, and they hear what they want to do on certain scriptures. But he said, if you're not spiritual, you won't hear this. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is the author of confusion. He's a peace, man.
Yeah.
He is a peace, and we should be peacemakers. If we the one rocking and knocking and socking, you better bag up and say, Lord, help me. I know I should be thankful. That girl, that man, that child, nothing should have me going against the will of your what you have for me. Because God is a good God. Yes, he is. But also,
mm-hmm.
God is a chastising God. Our chastisement
yes,
was a peace upon him. And by his stripes, not just because you had a wound.
Yeah.
You better understand that scripture. Not just because you got a corona or you got diabetes. We heal for another thing. And this healing is, and somebody been delivered, know what I'm talking about. He done healed you from sin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me. He done delivered you from the sin lifestyle. You don't even like some of the stuff you used to do. It ain't just you can't do it no more. It's just because you got an urge from the Lord, conviction from God. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you this something from the bottom of my heart. You can't do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, thank you, man. I guess I did get through with it, huh?
Yes, praise the Lord.
I thought I left some on the bone, man. No, I'm going to take that back. I know it's a beat on that bone, man.
Yes, man. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We must die to sin and live to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God today. Thank God today. Again, I like to say this. God, He has allowed us to experience what our ears have heard. Oh, hallelujah. Even what our hearts have felt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Conviction and mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I see you, Martha. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. He sends us today pink sheep. Pink sheep, John 13:35, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. You know, God loves us enough, even when we hear these lessons, and even if they are convicting, oh, hallelujah, God is showing us, giving us a warning, what we yet need to fix. And that's a blessing. Hallelujah. He'll convict you, but then he'll give you that mercy. He'll give you time and even space to repent. Oh, hallelujah. To be renewed, to get strength. As followers of Christ, our love should make us stand out in a crowd. Oh, hallelujah.
Hey, Reverend Henry.
At the world.
Hey, Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
I got a little problem, man. I'm sorry,
come
man.
On,
I know things come by protocol, man. I got a little fire, man. Mm-hmm. I got a little fire. You know
come
what that fire tell me? Move the way, Eric. Protocol says you got to do this. You got to. Okay, you're gonna do that. You're gonna follow as printed. You know what I'm talking about? And these are things we normally do, and this is how we do it, right? But Reverend, I want you to know. I want you to do something for me, Reverend. I want you to speak on Romans 10:9-10. Yeah? I want you to speak on that. I think you go all the way to 13. I ain't got my eyes on you. I want you to speak on that. Please speak on that. Speak on it, because we don't want to. This is somebody on here. You'd be surprised. Maybe not have been offered the opportunity to be on this side, Reverend. You'd be surprised. You might be listening. Hey, Reverend, and many things they might struggle with their conviction in that. Reverend, help us with that. Woman.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Now, I think it might go all the way down to 11 or 12. So I'm looking for that last saying in there. Then did we say? I think I'm looking. I ain't got my eyes on it right now. So you better believe you know what? If you know what I'm doing right now, you'll start laughing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go there with me, man. Deal with this salvation. That was salvation we just preached about. You hear me? That was salvation we preached about.
Yeah.
The sin can cause you not to get in,
Reverend.
Now tell us how we can make it in, Reverend. Help us with that, Reverend.
Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart, God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Oh, hallelujah. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believed on him shall not be made ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 10 and 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, if you say, speak, oh, hallelujah, with your mouth and mean it from your heart, and shall believe in thy heart. That's what it says, mean it from your heart, that God has raised him from the dead. You mean believe that Jesus, hallelujah, died on a Calvary's cross, oh, hallelujah, and was buried. And then God, hallelujah, raised him from the dead. He was resurrected. If you believe that, then it said you shall be saved. Well, with the heart, man believe it unto righteousness, because it is in your heart, hallelujah. And with confession, it's made out of your mouth. When your mouth and your heart line up, salvation is made, which saves you from the very effects of evil. Salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believe on him shall not be made ashamed. Believe on the Lord. Hallelujah. Believe what God has done for him. Hallelujah. If you believe and accept what he did on a Friday, hallelujah, hallelujah, you shall be saved, and you won't be made ashamed. Believe on that. Lean upon that. Depend upon that. Trust in that. Hallelujah. 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 For the scripture says, whosoever believe on him shall not be made ashamed. But there is no difference. I like this. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Hallelujah. For the same Lord is over the Greek, is over the Jew. The same Lord, it goes between races. Hallelujah. The same Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He's rich over all, and oh, hallelujah, unto him. Hallelujah. He's able to keep you. Hallelujah. No matter where you are, where you're saying, but if you lean and open your heart to the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's written to all that call upon his name, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God bless you. Romans 10, 9 through 13. God bless you. God keep you. Lean on that. Depend on that. Take these scriptures that was read today, this lesson that was read today. Open your heart unto it. And if you haven't made Jesus your voice, hallelujah, your choice. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Making your choice today. Hallelujah. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He has won the victory. Believe that he has won the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray, hallelujah, meditate on that. Oh, hallelujah. Believe in the Lord and what the scripture said. If you call upon the name of the Lord after you have confessed, believe, hallelujah, you won't be made ashamed. Believe that it's all right to repent and say, Lord, I've done wrong. I need your help, Lord. Lord, I've fallen. I need to get up, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God in heaven, Father, we come right now asking you, Father, that you forgive us for sin. Those that we know of, those that we know not of, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, for the opportunity that we may come to you, Father God, and confess with our mouth, hallelujah, that we can believe in our hearts, hallelujah, and accept what you did for us on the Calvary cross. Hallelujah. Thank you for the death, hallelujah, the burial, for the resurrection, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being wounded for us that we could be healed spiritually. Thank you, Father God, for taking the sting out of death, Father God, that we could not fear it but go through it and live a life unto you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father God, for this word today. Thank you for how you have consecrated our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, and have a spirit of receiving that you have said unto us. Thank you, Father God, for speaking to us, to our spirits, hallelujah, even to our flesh, and making, hallelujah, we know that when you speak, Lord, demons, they will die, hallelujah. When you speak, Lord, hallelujah, and we receive that thing that you have spoken unto us, it frees us, hallelujah, from this sin that entangles us, Father God. Thank you, Lord. For we know when you speak, hallelujah, you set us free. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I want to tell you, Lord, we love you. We love you, and we thank you for it. Thank you for it, for being in attendance with us. Thank you, Father, for guiding us. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to continually to lean on you and depend on you for our help, for our strength. Father God, you are the one that can deliver us, hallelujah, out of this body. Hallelujah. You can deliver us from the things that would bound us, hallelujah, the things that would hinder us and hallelujah, oh, interfere with our path. Thank you, Lord, for removing the things and let your light shine that we may know how to walk this path more clearer, more better, because our steps, we realize that they're ordered, but you shine the light. You help us, Father God, where our feet should go, and even where they should not go. Thank you, Father, for the communication that you give to us. In the name of Jesus, I want to tell you, Lord, we love you. We thank you for that. Thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that came and played a part, the listening ear and the praying, hallelujah, of your people, that they may receive your word. In Jesus' name, we want to thank you, Lord, and we love you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for victory in the name of Jesus. He's won the victory. Thank you, Lord. The moment I'm in this. And the song, God bless you, name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The little girl was in such great pain that she cried out to her father. She said, "Daddy, please make them stop." Her father looked at her with tears in his eyes and said, "Baby, it's going to help you feel better. Try to do the best you can to get through." A little later, the girl cried out again. She said, "Daddy, would you please make them stop?" Daddy said, "But baby, this is a part of the cure. It's going to make you well in the long run. Try to make it through." And finally, that girl got a pain that just went all over her body, and she didn't know what else to do, so she just cried out. She said, "Daddy, will you have mercy?" And when that girl said mercy, her father rushed to the doctor's side, grabbed his hand and said, "Don't you touch my baby no more." I want y'all to know that's what God does tonight. Sometimes the devil gets on your track. You pray all night long and look like you can't get a prayer through. But early in the morning, you just fall on your knees and say, "Daddy, would you have mercy? Daddy, I can't see my way through. Would you have mercy?" And that's when God comes to our rescue. Can you tell somebody you ought to cry that mercy?
Thank you.